This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Well, I have a crazy story to share with you this morning. And that is, my friend was a nurse at a Connecticut hospital, and I think that's probably all I should say, detail-wise. And she tells me this story about how a couple weeks ago, 2 to 3 weeks ago, a homeless man sneaks into said hospital, somehow manages to get a hold of scrubs, and pretended to be a doctor there at that hospital for 10 days.
What?
Was going into patient rooms and was supposedly offering advice. She heard they were doing, this person was doing physical exams. And I'm thinking, how is this person eating? Where's this person sleeping?
Probably in the commissary, right?
She said, well, so an email went out, by the way, to the staff at this hospital letting them know that this had happened because they caught the guy. Her assumption, what she heard from other people, was that whenever the patients would have their food trays, and I guess if there was food left, he would just, you know,
just eat
that.
Yeah,
and then, you know, there's so many rooms there that are probably vacant on these floor, all the floors of this hospital. This is a big hospital. He'd just sleep there, and they ended up catching him because he was found passed out in one of the rooms. And then he became a patient at the hospital where he had been pretending to be a doctor.
Why?
Is that not just so crazy that this went on? He didn't even have a badge. I mean, think about that. When you're walking into a hospital, everyone's wearing a badge, and you see him having to use it, like a key fob, where you have to use it to scan to be able to get into a different floor for security reasons. Understandably so. She said he was telling people, I'm so sorry, I forgot. If he was questioned by, say, a patient, he would just tell people, I'm so sorry, I left my badge in my office. So the fact that he got away with this for 10 days is mind-blowing to me. I've been Googling this. I can't find it anywhere. But she said she couldn't even believe it when the email went out.
They kept it quiet, is what you're saying?
Well, it's not in the media.
My point is they've managed to keep it quiet. Imagine the lawsuits that are forthcoming when people realize there's a good chance that Dr. Pocum, who walked in this morning to give me my digital exam, wasn't actually a doctor.
Isn't that wild? I asked her how people wouldn't realize that this guy's never been seen before. And she says, first of all, travel nursing is such a common thing now where you have people in and out of the hospital who... they're only there for 2-3
right.
months for their contract, so
yeah.
you don't really learn the faces. And she says there's so many doctors, and they're coming in from different floors if you need a specialist or whatever, that she's like, it's easier for this to happen than you might think. So I did some Googling yesterday, and I found a case where a man did get sentenced to prison for pretending to be a doctor in California. Listen to this story.
Authorities say this man snuck into a children's hospital and pretended to be a doctor at least 7 times.
That's just mind-blowing. I can't even fathom what ramifications could come of something like that.
23-year-old Aria Kuzian allegedly wore a doctor's jacket and a stethoscope. Prosecutors say he fooled security at the Children's Hospital of Orange County by telling them he lost his medical ID. He then proceeded to walk the halls impersonating a physician, even gaining access to restricted floors.
That happened back in 2018. Scary stuff. He diagnosed a patient for a growth on his neck, that 23-year-old with the story you just heard about.
That really is frightening.
I know.
Here's the thing about it. The local hospitals would probably prefer you not to tell this story because, you know, I've been in and out of local hospitals many, many times. My mom is most often at Missouri Baptist, but I've certainly been over to Barnes and all as a reporter. And you're more likely to have your credential checked if they suspect you're news media than anybody else. But if you're just dressed in civilian clothes and you walk in the door and you already know the room number, you don't have to stop at the information desk. You just walk right on into the hospital. So from that perspective, their security is pretty lax. And if somebody had a medical smock on, a white smock, a doctor's coat, lab coat, and actually walked in there and looked official, you fake it till you make it. I mean, I could see that easily happening in a number of hospitals.
Side note, when you just used the word smock, it brought me back to elementary school when I would wear my smock and I would have smock for art class. That I miss those smocks. You know, the pockets for all my crayons.
That could be where that came from. I don't know why that word popped into my head.
But it could be any big business. I don't know why you would want to pretend to be an employee at a big business, but people are weird. Why would you want to pretend to be a doctor? I guess if you want to do creepy physical exams, maybe there's that weird fetish. But it's not just to say that this would happen at hospitals.
I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, I know that they have protocols for getting into the drug room. You have to know the password. I guess you could argue if you're a doctor, I'm from a different floor. What's that code again to get in here? Could probably get you access to where the drugs are. You have to be able to sign into a computer to look at the patient's medical status. But if you just picked up a board and you're walking around with it like you know what the hell you're doing.
Right, you're wearing the doctor's coat, you're wearing your stethoscope, you look confident.
Look like you have a God complex and walk around there like you know what you're doing,
right,
and nobody's going to question you.
I don't think people would question you. I don't know where this person in the Connecticut hospital case, where he got the scrubs. I guess they just have them laying around on floors
sure,
in case you
they're
need
probably
spare
all over
scrubs.
The place. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
picks up the scrubs and puts them on. No questions asked.
Which were probably dirty from some other patient's room that the person was in, and he didn't care.
I just, when she told me the story.
What town was this in? You don't want to say?
I don't know if I should say.
Okay.
Because it's, like I said, I cannot find this story online. And I did some serious digging over the weekend for this because I about fell out of my chair when my friend told me this. Just because I think I put myself in the patient's position after you realize that this happened. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, the person who just gave me that advice or was talking to me or doing a physical exam on me is some random dude, some homeless guy from the street. Not even a doctor. This just absolutely
like the last
kills
name
me
of the
that
person
happens.
That told you this was not Stephanopoulos, right?
No, not Stephanopoulos.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
But there could be perhaps a $15 million lawsuit that would. Wasn't it $15 million lawsuit or an agreement that ABC has said, okay, we'll pay
yes.
that. It's
yeah.
part of the settlement.
Yeah, but my point is, let's assume that for a moment we're just going to assume that this went on for 10 days, like your friend told you. If it goes public and this thing blows up there, hospitals around the country will immediately have to change their policy. Like, staff members will have to always show an ID when they walk into the hospital. Probably every person that visits a hospital will have to stop at the information desk and identify themselves and say which room they're going to. I mean,
don't you think that should have happened after this 2018 case where the
yes.
person was able to pretend to be a doctor for 7 days? And it sounds like this guy in California was able to leave the hospital and come back. The homeless guy, from everything I understand, was sleeping there. Wasn't leaving. Probably wanted a warm place to stay.
Now, I could see doing it just, you know, sort of a prank on you have a good friend who's in there and you walk in, you have your smock on, you put a fake beard on and walk out and tell the nurse, this guy needs an enema. I need you to do that stat.
He wants it right now.
I'll be back in a week.
That would be the worst prank ever.
Oh my gosh. That really is that is some frightening stuff right
I know.
There. Oh man.
Reminded me of the movie, my sister was actually mentioning this, that movie Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio, where that was based on a real story, though, right? Where this guy, he was a pilot and was an attorney, but never even passed the bar, was able to do all of these things and convince people that he was, you know, qualified for that role, and he had done none of it.
He
had no credentials. And it just goes to show you that if you carry that confidence and you walk in kind of like, I own this space, I'm here for a reason, people often don't question you.
Yeah, we should all be very afraid. That last year, you're all now thinking back to the last time you were in the hospital and that hospitalist came in you've never laid eyes on. And
ma'am, we
needed
to strip down, please. We needed to do a head-to-toe physical exam.
Oh, that's scary. That is some frightening stuff.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential, but it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.